All right, basketball fans, we have another wonderful guest joining us. Not only a basketball analyst, but a former head coach of Emory. Please welcome to the show, Christy Thomas-Scuddy. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we are happy and excited. We've enjoyed listening to your voice all season, and we're going to rely on your expertise a little bit as it pertains to the American Athletic Conference, but also the America East. Let's start with UCF, because out of the American, we know about UConn, right? But Katie Abramson-Henderson has done a wonderful job with her UCF Knights. Now, they are starting off their first and second rounds in Coral Gables. They'll actually start off with Arizona State. Miami, obviously, is the host. They'll be taking on Florida Gulf Coast. Tell me why UCF may have an opportunity to make it out of Coral Gables and shock the world.
I think it's two words, and it's KK. As in KK Wright, this is a dynamic young playmaker for UCF. UCF relies on the defense, as does Arizona State. So I agree with some of the other analysts out there that says this game may not get out of the 40s. because, and you know, I think for purists, it's a great game to watch. For those who are looking for a lot of points, you may want to go to a different game on the app. But what UCF wants to do is they want to grind it out. They want to make it ugly. They rely on their defense to create offense. They are so good at turning you over and scoring in transition, and they rely on those transition points. If you can take care of the ball, it's a totally different dynamic for this UCF ball club. Now, where I was impressed in the American, doing their games earlier in the season, it was really KK Wright as far as the offensive production, getting 20 to 30 points, and then a couple other players may have 4 to 6 to 8 points. Well, the great thing in the American tournament was that the post players showed up. Mm. You had Masani Kaba, who was huge for them, just a great post presence down low. They're great on the glass. They want to convert offensive rebounds to second chance points. And so that's why, and I caught an Arizona State game earlier this year. I think Arizona State has a little bit more balance to their offense, mm-hmm. but it's going to come down to guard play. And I said this about anybody that plays UCF. If you've got experienced point guards, you've got a great chance against UCF because they're trying to create the pace they want. They want to make it frantic. Arizona State has mature guard play.
Yeah, and that's interesting to me. Well, this matchup, especially from a coaching standpoint, I want to ask you a question. Obviously, you have great coaching experience, but you've got Charlie Turner Thorne. I mentioned Coach Abe. You know, at this time of year, do you think is it your defense or is it your offense? I mean, the women's basketball, the game in general is growing, right? So people are saying, well, you got to be able to score points if you want to beat Notre Dame, if you want to beat UConn, that kind of thing. But we're looking at two very tough defensive teams. Like, as a head coach, what are you really relying on right now at this time of the year?
Well, I think this is my age and that old, I mean, the head coaching hat. I sometimes think offenses start slow. That first round game, there's nerves. You know, some people are just getting their legs back under them. You can't afford to dig a big deficit. So if your offense is slow to start, your defense has to be solid. And so I'm just, again, even when we made NCAA run, you've got to have a strong defense. And then your offense has to show up. And that's one thing, I mean, you look at, you know, the UGA teams of old and whatnot, defense travels. Well, if you're going to win in the NCAA tournament, your defense must get packed, and you've got to have it. And then I also believe it's a matter of possessions this time of year. So you got to take care of the ball, and you got to create second-chance points.
Wonderful insight. The one thing I will point out before we move on to the America East is that UCF, Miami, Florida Gulf Coast don't have to travel that far. Arizona State, on the other hand, is going all the way to Coral Gables. So we'll see if that plays a role in all of this, but definitely a heavy Florida presence there in Coral Gables. I guess you can call it the G-curve, Christy. All right, so moving on to the America East, Maine, that is in the Greensboro region, will be taking on NC State. Now, all season we've been talking about NC State and how they're shorthanded, you know. Everyone's wondering, okay, when is their time going to expire? They're the 3 seed. Maine is the 14 seed. Also in Raleigh is Kentucky that will be taking on Princeton. But tell me what you like about Maine, and do they have a chance to knock off NC State?
Maine is a very veteran ball club. And I got to tell you, you know, going league to league this year, this might be a team that has the best basketball IQ that I've covered. And it's twofold. There's a lot of experience, for one. There's also a huge international flair. And so these girls have been playing and playing at a high level with all their national teams for so long. And I love the coaching staff at Maine as well. Amy Vachon knows nothing but how to win as a player and now as a head coach there at Maine. I think if you're looking for an upset, this is an interesting matchup to me. Now, NC State has a better low post presence than Maine. Maine's very perimeter-oriented. They're going to try to spread you out and get to the rim and create threes in their offense. So that's the X factor in my mind. If NC State can establish their low post presence, it could be a long afternoon for Maine. However, this Maine team is averaging over 8 three-pointers a game. They can fill it up and fill it up quickly.
And NC State, you know, we were talking about this entire region, Greensboro, has some great post play, right? I mean, NC State's got Elisa Cunane, who's only a freshman, but very good. And then you look at a Janelle Bailey of North Carolina in this region, or Kalani Brown, obviously, Lauren Cox, Christina Nigue, Megan Gustafson is in this region as well. How much are coaches relying on their post presence? I know we talked about the fact that defense does travel, and I'm old school too, so I agree with you and love that analysis. But do you think that size is one of maybe the hardest things to prepare for, especially for a team like Maine or a non-Power 5 conference team that maybe just does not have the height?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a flip now that they're out of conference play. You know, you look at Maine's non-conference schedule. They played Duke. They played at NC State and at North Carolina. I didn't think you could play a first-round opponent that you played in the regular season.
Yeah, I didn't either. But that's got to be a huge advantage, you know, if you've already seen a team. And you're right, I'm looking at the same thing you are. Lost 84-46, yeah. Now, that was December 15th when North Carolina State was at, you know, they were healthier.
Right.
You know, still had Grace Hunter, a lot of their pieces. So that may make a difference. But we will see. I've always been an America East fan, you know, even when Albany was there, when Coach Abe was there, you know, when they were going to the tournament every year. But they always seem to put up a fight. But it looks like, unless NC State is reeling from these injuries, you know, I don't know. It's going to be a tough one to call.
It's so interesting now, because I know as a former post player, you believe the ball should go inside. And as a point guard, I believe so, too. I think what gets scary this time of year is if teams lose their identity. I think the best basketball works inside to out. The highest percentage three is inside to out. And so with these kind of games, as long as the ball gets inside, I'm not saying these posts have to put up 30, 40 points, but yeah, I do believe it's very difficult to prepare for post play like we're going to see in the Greensboro Regional.
Christy, you are awesome. I just love listening to your wisdom. We will have to have you back on the show, hopefully, sometime during the tournament, just to get your overall observation of what's happening. Where can fans find you, either on Twitter, Instagram, whatever your preference is? Where can they keep up with you? You're going to have some fans after this show, like more.
I hope so. I'm old school still. So it's at Coach Scuddy.
Awesome. Well, that's
S-K-U-T-T-Y.
That is the right name, because you have been coaching us on this podcast. Thank you so much for joining the show, and we look forward to seeing you in the first and second rounds.
Thank you, LaChana. Thanks for all you're doing for the game.
Thanks, Christy.